Adam Treloar pay dispute is complex between Collingwood and the Western Bulldogs, and as of yesterday, still a genuine stalemate. So broadly speaking, this hinges on the Dogs believing Collingwood's contribution was agreed to before the trade was completed. The Dogs say that the Pies now, after the fact, claim there was an agreement to review their contribution later. Collingwood, for their part, well, they believe there was an agreement to get the trade through initially and talk about the money later. And that was based on the trade that actually happened. So the trade was won by the Dogs, no question about it, which is why the Pies believe it should affect the money they contribute towards Adam Treloar's contract. So the Western Bulldogs were committed to paying, and this has been consistent throughout in the conversations I've had, Adam Treloar $600,000 a year for the next 5 years. They weren't going to bend on that. Now, at Collingwood, he was due to be paid somewhere between, well, $700,000 and $750,000 next year, and then more than $900,000 a season for the 4 years thereafter. So essentially, he was due $4.5 million by the end of the 2025 season. So that's a $1.5 million gap, isn't it, across the 5 years, on the face of it, between the Dogs deal and the Pies deal that was already in place. So that's about $300,000 a year on average. That's a pretty good player, must be said. So that huge Collingwood contract, as we've said many times, was quietly extended midway through last season in Collingwood's latest attempt, if you like, to smooth out Treloar's money. And as has since been established, kick its problems, you know, further down the road until it took that most spectacular and messy of stands in the trade period just gone. So Adam Treloar rightly won't budge on being paid $4.5 million until 2025. He's agreed to that, and that's what he's owed, and that's what he wants to get. So, but within that $4.5 million, the Pies actually owe Treloar, as it stands, around $850,000. Now, that's the money he's pushed back within this $4.5 million. So Collingwood should have already paid him that money. That's money that he is owed historically, that he's sacrificed for probably many reasons that have been put to him as Collingwood chased that flag that they fell narrowly short of in 2018. So it's not unusual for this sort of thing to be taking place after the trade period, it must be said. But the size of this contract and the length of this contract